With Chris, Zeke, Ham, and Warren Soylent Wilanski. Good day and welcome to episode 48 of Montreal Burger. In today's episode, everyone gets introduced to the new guy. Warren.
Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell him.
Soylent Wilanski. Before, during, and after the introductions, our heroes are hanging out at the new Dominion Square Tavern. The new Dominion Square Tavern had been recently sold, and the new owners eviscerated it. All of its history and soul via renovation. Zeke points out that they serve their beers in the wrong type of glass. But despite the incorrect glassware, Soylent is
people,
and Zeke are able to compare notes on what makes a perfect burger.
Dog and a cheese!
And Soylent explains why he thinks hamburgers are the new in thing.
So, let's turn up the volume and listen in.
Appears to be a staff of about four front of the house. I'd say three or four in the kitchen. And, the woman working front of the house has her shirt unbuttoned down to her navel. And she's, what, all of like 22 or something. Yeah, I think I resent the fact that they just like got rid of all the wood and they just use the wood as for accents and detailing.
All right, so we're here.
Uh-huh.
And this place looks really different than the last time I was here.
Here, in the new Dominion Square Tavern, 1243 Metcalf, which fronts on Dorchester Square, just so everything is clear.
Yes, it is very different than the last time. I was actually here just before they sold. This is now, as far as I can tell, run by the guys, you know, the guys who do L'Assommoir?
L'Assommoir, I don't know them.
Oh, no, not L'Assommoir. The Barwin Barmacy.
Oh, yeah, the one in Laurier. Yeah,
yes, uh-huh.
That place.
And that same food service team. I think it's the same guys.
And that place is right near me, and I think that's doing pretty well.
This one, I'm surprised. It seems to be doing well as well.
After disposing of the obvious, Zeke asks the question that is on everyone's mind. Why
are you here? How did you get here? What is your interest in burgers?
Oh boy, that's a big question. I'll give a bio. You use it, splice it up however you want. Splice it up however you want. Splice it up however you want. Here's the bio. As a kid, 70s, 80s growing up, for whatever reason, my mom made it so that whenever there was a way to reward me, a way for there to be a treat, a way for there to her to say, you've been a good boy, take me to McDonald's.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
So I grew up where fast food was my comfort food. It was the association I had with being good. Go to summer camp for the summer, first thing mother wants to do, bring you to McDonald's so they can give you a little treat.
It's a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
Grew up on Kraft Dinner, grew up on hot dogs, grew up on, you know, foods I should now, looking back, that should not have been the staples of what I eat. I recognize it, I'm trying to eat a little bit better, but still when it comes back to fallback food, a hamburger is going to be the way to fall back. Mid-90s, I was working at Concordia College Radio, and I did a meat report with my friend Ron. And once a week, when we'd have our radio shows cross over, we'd spend half an hour where we'd talk about the most obscene things that we ate that past week. And it would be like whatever restaurant, and we would just sit there and try to make each other laugh about how disgusting what we ever ate was.
Beers are over there.
All right. Let's see what we got.
The Belgul Original, Belgul Pilsner, St. Ambroise Pale Ale, Cheval Blanc, Belgul Russe, St. Ambroise Cream Ale, and then the St. Ambroise Oatmeal Stout. They also serve their beer in the fishbowl, Belgian-style glass, which I'm not really a big fan of either.
Cream ale it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing, although I don't like the fact that they have it in the fishbowls.
Yeah, I know. That's not even a full pint, is it?
It is a full pint, but I'm used to having given that My understanding is that the McCausland beers are much more British type of ales or beers. They should be in pint glasses.
Right.
And that this is for Belgian type of beers, which are heavy, fortified, strong beers.
And I usually do lean more towards the St. Amboise McCausland beers, and they're always in pint glasses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the last time I was here, I came here because we were a bunch of friends who wanted to go to a dive bar.
Okay.
We were like, you know what, we want to go to an old school tavern, a place that really feels like, you know, the same kind of place that somebody could have gone to in the 50s. Sat down here, same kind of, you know, there was the lottery machines, the, like the poker terminals, different kind of crowd. This is definitely much more upscale.
How long ago was that?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, because that's here last summer.
Okay, and it was this last summer.
No. They just changed over probably about February or so.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they probably closed down the old one in October, November, did the renos, and then opened up in like February or January, February.
Very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a good job with the place. I mean, always, you know, it. There's always something when you lose a little bit of history. You know, this is the kind of place where clearly it's more for the crowd of this neighborhood now.
Yes.
You know, you got all the towers nearby. Good for that. Bonsoir. Je vais prendre une bière. Je vais prendre le crème ale, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Now, there, it's the thing that I'm always endlessly fascinated by is that this was one of the original gay bars in Montreal.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, because before 76... This was the gay neighborhood, and then Drapeau said, I don't want this downtown, and so let's ship them all out east.
Right.
So, Warren, do you have any theories about eating that you'd like to share?
Eating food is an experience. It's not just sitting down, getting your food, and eating. It's the whole experience of walking in the restaurant, the whole way that you go through, how you're brought in, the waiter or waitress, you know, how the food is presented, how the experience is afterwards. And sometimes the experience, it isn't always about it being a good experience. Sometimes the bad experience is enjoyable too. You know, sometimes if you go in a restaurant and you've got a career waitress who's angry and bitter and is gonna yell at you, that's a part of the experience of that restaurant. In some ways, you almost expect it if that's what that restaurant is known for.
What type of burger does Warren like?
Inquiring minds want to know.
The classic American burger, perfectly proportioned, well done in all the right places. Not a big burger, but just the kind of thing where you're like, that was the perfect balance of all things.
Okay.
So that's in some ways for me kind of a yardstick that I judge against. You know, there are the big kind of pub burgers, there's all the different kinds of burgers you can imagine. But I like the classic, something where it's almost the way a burger was envisioned 75 years ago, which was bastardized by fast food chains. And then a lot of people are trying to get back to that simple bun, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickle, and mayo, cheese maybe, bacon maybe, really fresh, well-cooked meat, and then you're good to go.
It used to be with me that I would want to pile as many things on it as possible and just want the burger rare. Now that I'm actually focusing on the burgers, I realize no lettuce, no tomato.
Okay.
Maybe a pickle.
Okay.
Cheese and bacon is acceptable to add on, but isn't necessary.
Agreed.
And that's about it. I'll put on a little bit of mustard.
Okay.
Mayonnaise will be the death of me.
Right.
Actually, mayonnaise on the burger will be death of me. Ketchup on the fries will be the death of me.
Right. Like, so for me, I mean, I will always chalk it back up to early days. That's the base. When it comes to comfort food, if I'm in a crappy mood, what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to walk out of the office, or I'm going to walk out of my house, and I'm going to try to find the closest, best burger place that I can from where I am. There's definitely a resurgence in appreciation for hearty fast food. Now, not the McDonald's or the Burger King's, but the mom-and-pop restaurants, the mom-and-pop places which actually did this as comfort food, not as pile as many burgers out of the restaurant as you can. When it comes down to talking about important restaurants or want to try burgers or try places, you want to try places that are doing them in a way that's not fast food. It might be fast food, a hamburger is still in essence a fast sandwich, but there's an appreciation of specific place in the way that they do it. So when you asked me to join on to try this out, I was more than game.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 48 of the Montreal Burger Report, where we introduced you to the new guy, Warren Soylent Wolanski.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
While we were hanging out at the new Dominion Square Tavern,
which is actually on Dorchester Square. Next week, both the new guy and Zeke are extremely impressed with the bathroom at the new Dominion Square Tavern. Zeke explains the history of the Montreal Burger Report to the new guy, and then the discussion turns towards the perception and memories of burgers past and the way they are served at Mr. Steer. So be sure and tune in to episode 49 of the Montreal Burger Report next Wednesday. Same burger time, same burger channel. The Dominion Square Tavern is located at 1243 Metcalf. Their phone number is 514-564-5056. And they are open Monday to Friday from 11:30 in the morning to midnight. And on Saturdays from 5 in the afternoon until midnight. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written, produced, and engineered by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, the fabulous Bloaters, Cheech and Chong, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com for the music. And you for listening.